The fact that God saves us as an act of grace on His part is not a license to live any way we want to. 1 Corinthians 6:11. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. It is the truth. We stand before Him justified, free, and blameless because of faith in the sacrifice of Christ. But, and but means with exception, we are also now a part of His family. 1 Peter 2, 9-10. But as for you, you are a race chosen out, kings and priests, a set-apart nation, a people formed for God's own possession, in order that you might proclaim abroad the excellencies of the one who called you out of darkness into participation in His marvelous light, who at one time were not a people but now are God's people, who were not subjects of mercy but now have become objects of mercy. Friends, we belong to Him, the Lord Almighty, washed in the blood of the Lamb, firstborn blood relatives to the Son of God. We who are believers in Christ are supposed to act like it. Let us be consistent and repeatable in a good way, never growing weary while doing good. This all becomes an issue not just for you, but especially for me. Only in the last few years do I think I have even begun to be consistent and repeatable. Probably for a large part of my walk as a Christian. Many times, it seems, I was no better than a wild animal with no thought for how I acted or what I said. It wasn't that I was malicious, but I truly didn't see myself in my actions. Oh, sure, I thought I was walking the straight and narrow, and I thought I was just acting like the believers around me whom I admired. I prided myself on almost always having insight and a word from the Lord. It wasn't that I was not consistent, but more my taking note of others weren't. I tended to look down my long religious nose at them, subtly sneering at their slackness. And if they tried to apologize, I quickly said they had nothing to apologize for, shutting them down and out before they ever had the opportunity to offer their palms-up confessions, thereby leaving them with no recourse but to hold their fault to their own chest. Oh, I was consistent and repeatable, all right, but more like a Pharisee. I find it difficult to talk about this subject, partly because I know my own failings and how many times I've had a falling out with God in my life. Another reason is I don't think we need any more lists of laws to imprison believers, corralling them for handy shearing, or to help put anyone on even more spiritually depressing and false guilt trips. I think we do a good job of that all by ourselves and really don't need any help. Often, people teaching, preaching, or writing on the subject of practical behavior have strong opinions about cultural patterns, where their opinion eventually becomes the rule. Many times, those cultural patterns are ones which the Bible leaves as personal judgment. But when their opinion becomes the rule, it tends to create a totally false standard. Legalism, the adding of human requirements to the gospel, is a grace killer. It causes what I call something like spiritual brain freeze. People are just doing the rules and their brain gets thrown out of gear. However, in addition, in opposition to the lawmakers, there are many who also teach standards of behavior that are far below those of biblical standards. What the Bible calls sin, some modern teachers just excuse or ignore. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your heart. Meaning, Do what you do as unto the Lord, and be consistent and repeatable with all your heart, not because it is a rule, but in honor of God.